Hello, and welcome to this episode of Think About It. My name is Shannon Beto, and I am the Director of International and Veteran Student Services here at Houston Christian University. Today, I have with me Cody Harrington, who is the Coordinator of International and Veteran Services here on campus. And Cody has been with the university about 2 years. Cody, can you tell us a little bit about your journey that brought you here to the university?
Sure. So my wife and I, we were living in Louisiana, and I started looking into Christian colleges. You know my journey. I'm an 8-year combat veteran in the U.S. military. I served in the Army as a paratrooper. I served in Iraq and Afghanistan during 2006 to 2012. And then my journey was a government contractor, which I served on the other side of the military for about 6 years. And I really had a crisis of faith at the really end of my military service. Thought the military was gonna fix all my problems. Unfortunately, you know, we all come to a place where, you know, we start asking the question, deeper questions about life, like what's our purpose and stuff. And, you know, somebody came along, shared the gospel with me, received faith, and that was something new to me. I didn't know a whole lot about God, but I was really excited at that in that season of life, and I wanted to get to know him a lot more. So I started studying theology, actually, at the University of Liberty. And as I was working full-time, I had kind of was working on that degree part-time. Well, you know, the downsize in Afghanistan happened in 2013, so I got sent back to Alaska at the time, and then I moved to Louisiana and was working for that company. And when I married my wife, she really kind of put me in a seat of saying, well, would you really like to finish your degree? So as we began looking for universities, Houston Baptist University was on our list, and we had family that lived here. My twin sister lived here. Her mom and dad lived here, her brother lived here. So, you know, as we began to pray about it, we just saw that this was where God was calling us to. He really opened the door. The church we found, the home we found, everything was just like steps we were walking into that he had prepared for us. So when I got here, what was I studying? Theology. You know, I really thought that I was gonna go back in the military and serve as a chaplain. And as you know, hurricane happened. Hurricane Laura got an opportunity to bring my daughter into our family. And so wonderful opportunity to really just kind of plant deep roots here. So God put us here, and then the opportunity to serve in the capacity of veteran and international coordinator had opened up. And, you know, I came to you and applied for the job. And, you know, that journey has been about 2 years now serving in that capacity.
That was certainly an answer to prayer for a lot of people.
Sure.
But it sounds like you've had a lot of adventures to bring you to this point. What has been your favorite part of the position up until now?
Just getting to serve. You know, one thing that we as veterans, the day we wave our hand and we say, you know, we're going to support and defend our country against all enemies, foreign, domestic, we understand servant leadership. You know, we gave up our right as citizens to serve our country, and in that same capacity, I get to do the very same thing here, is kind of give up my, you know, career, or actually get a career of getting to serve veteran and international students. So
you explained a little bit about why you came to Houston Christian. Can you give me just an overview of an example of what a Husky veteran student looks like?
Yeah, so I mean, what we bring to college campuses is obviously the word I love to use when I define veterans is leadership. You know, we also are a minority tribe. You know, when we start thinking about like tribes and nations and people groups, we are a tribe of minority people who have a very distinct, you know, ability, skill set to lead. We're innately trained to be organizational leaders, so we bring great leadership. We also bring, I think, a lot of equity and, you know, diversity to the campus. And then along with the servant leadership, we bring our big hearts ready to just mm-hmm. be loyal to that next chapter of where we're going to serve. So
I've definitely seen that mm-hmm. in our veterans and how willing they are to just pour into other people in right. their lives. What are the needs that you see for our student veterans?
Yeah, so I mean, when I took the position 2 years ago, it was very eye-opening to me that we were creating what I thought at the time was a military-friendly culture, mm-hmm. you know, and I think we've really kind of tackled that on, I think, four fronts. So the first biggest need I think I saw was they have that post-deployment transition mm-hmm. and all of that that they're bringing back from deployment to yes. campus. So, I mean, our partnership with Gideon Counseling, of getting veterans free counseling mm-hmm. services was big, and just the ability to get them help through the Vet Center and some of our other veteran service organizations. So that side was very big, but then their academic readiness of mm-hmm. coming to campus after serving and not really being in an academic mm-hmm. environment. So
that transition.
Yeah, so when we created that Husky mm-hmm. Veteran Scholar Program or mm-hmm. boot camp with academic advising, I think that's been a game changer for us. And I would also say that, you know, now we have a 35-member Husky Veteran student organization. I think that's created great community for the veterans.
And that's something they really need.
Right, yeah, because, I mean, we all need community. When you come here, that's why you come to HCU. You know, you want to be a part of what God's doing. And when you get here, you need that type of community so that, you know, whether you're dealing with post-traumatic stress or you're dealing with the hustle and bustle of trying to balance school and family and life as non-traditional students, us as veterans, mm-hmm. we have a lot on our plate. So we have to learn to manage all
that. Kids and bills.
Exactly. And also, I think, you know, we really wanted to tackle, obviously, their spiritual well-being, mm-hmm. you know. So 5 years ago, when I became a student here, I was the chaplain of the HVA, mm-hmm. and that's where I really started working with a partnership with another Navy veteran who's on campus here. He's the director of Navigators, Derek mm-hmm. Key. He really set the foundation for me to understand what it means to be a disciple and go out and make mm-hmm. disciples. Mm-hmm. So we've been doing a Husky Veteran Discipleship Group for 5 years now, and I would say that's probably the, you know, if I had to just look at one thing and be proud of that, that would mm-hmm. probably be it.
Yeah, that's yeah. great. Can you back up a little bit and explain a little more about the Husky Veteran Boot Camp?
Yeah, so, I mean, what we were seeing when veterans were coming to the university is, you know, they come with a lot of leadership skills, mm-hmm. but as we know, the academic environment is totally different than
a
war zone. You know, so we saw that time management was a problem, mm-hmm. and we saw that just the, you know, they're getting those transfer credits when they come in mm-hmm. because of their right. Military service. Well, right. they don't go to like a first-year seminar. So we mm. needed to create something.
Because they come in as freshmen. I mean, transfers.
Yeah, so what we saw is that, you know, they were missing out on that opportunity yeah. to really gain those foundational kind of
skills
and opportunities to really set the tone for their academic, you know, the 4 years or 3 years they're going to be
right.
here.
So that they can be successful in mm-hmm. an academic setting, just
right.
like they were in a military setting.
Yeah.
That's a huge transition.
So they go to basic training, you know, that's where they get their foundation. So
it's basic training.
Yeah. So when they come here, they can get that same mm-hmm. type of level of expertise and quality.
What is one accomplishment for which you are the most proud of mm-hmm. in what you've done in the last 2 years working with veterans?
Well, I would definitely give all glory to God. You know, without Him, this wouldn't be possible. I think He has helped me discover the hearts of these individuals, and because of that, I've been able to develop and help train servant leaders who want to go, mm-hmm. and they have given their lives to our university. So their loyalty and just being able to kind of pull some biblical principles, things I learned mm-hmm. on campus, in theology, and also just being plugged into a local church has really helped me foster great initiatives, great relationships, and community partnerships.
I personally have seen a lot more services on campus mm-hmm. since you have been here specifically for our veterans, and I'm just really excited to see what we can continue to accomplish.
Right.
Where do you see Veteran Student Services in 5 years?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think what I would love to see as, where we're going to go in 5 years, I would hope we're going to be the model department for other departments to follow, because we're driven off servant leadership. I think we're going to be able to develop a lot of the initiatives to, we're going to figure out a way to get it done. We're not asking for handouts. We're not looking for, obviously we would love support and things like that. But as veterans, we know how to make it happen. So mm-hmm. I think, that's what young people need to see is that, it just takes initiative mm-hmm. and it takes fortitude and it just takes humility and a desire to want to help build a better community. And that's what we're going to do here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm certainly encouraged by that. Mm. Speaking of encouragement, if you could share one piece of encouragement with our student veterans, what would it be?
Yeah, I mean,
since you've already been through the process and graduated, what would you tell them?
To really settle in here. When people come here, there's those that are looking at this as a stepping stone into that next career path or journey. But when you get here, I think you can develop your character in a way that this is a sanctuary for people. We live in very troubling times, but here it's almost like, the focus is not centered on the world. It's focused on the kingdom and the ethics yeah. that we want to follow. And because of that, I think my advice would be to get serious about God and mm-hmm. understand the mission that we have. And, I think for so many young people, I see that being a struggle, their faith being choked out by mm-hmm. all the distractions mm-hmm. and different priorities that people are, trying to lead people astray on. And then also just the perspective. I think of Martha and just how, Jesus had to tell her, in this season, it's about learning. And when you come here, you can really mm-hmm. learn from him. So,
mm-hmm. yeah. And separate this time out mm-hmm. to make the most mm-hmm. of the opportunity that you have.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
I've seen a lot of people on campus ask about how they can help serve our veterans. And so if you were speaking to the Houston Christian University community, what would you say that they can do to help minister to and support our student veterans here on campus?
Yeah, so we've got a lot going on. We just had a marathon we ran to help support the community last Sunday.
So the veterans ran that.
Yeah, we yes. ran that. It was to support education in the community. Next Wednesday, we have a chili cook-off, and we would really love mm-hmm. for departments to come out and support that. It's to raise scholarship money for mm-hmm. veterans who we're going to give out each spring and fall semester. So we're doing a chili cook-off this semester. We'll do a gumbo cook-off in the fall. On the 17th, we're going to visit the University Park senior veterans who have retired, and we're just gonna have a good conversation with them, get to know them. So I would say there's other immediate needs. We're gonna start doing some drives for homeless veterans. We're gonna get partnerships with Toys for Tots. So just be on the lookout. Follow us on social media at HCU Veterans. And then we're also gonna partner with some junior ROTC programs so that we can get out in the community and help students who are planning on serving in the military an opportunity so that they can get firsthand knowledge about what they're going to get into. So I would also say that we could use more support in just the academic setting. I think growing a better knowledge of academic advising for veteran students, because when they get here, they might not know what they want to do. So, you know, send them my way. Mm. I think we are a great tool.
That's a huge item, is to just help people understand across campus that if a veteran needs help, that we're here.
We're available. Them. Yeah, that's correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do you have anything else you'd like to share?
Well, I'd love to just simply share. I'd love to give a shout out to my family, my daughter who will be coming here, Elena, in the fall. That's going to be a wonderful opportunity yeah. to just kind of continue to mentor her relationship with God. And I think I want to give a shout out to my wife, Melissa. Mm-hmm. You know, and I would just say that, you know, veterans are loyal people who really are going to give back to the university. So if we're talking about return on investment, it's not always the most lucrative thing, but it's the right thing. These are people who have sacrificed their life for our country and deserve our help and support.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for sharing today. This was a great conversation. And thank you for listening. And if you need more information, you can come visit with one of us and we'd be happy to share.
Yes.